Cameron.
And I'm Roman.
And today we're going to be reviewing American Psycho.
American Psycho is a 2000 film directed by Mary Harron. And I'll stop doing the voice now. It's a great movie, I think. We'll get into that later. But it's about a Wall Street executive who is losing his mind, becoming a serial killer, and seeing if he can get away with it. This is a movie you quite like, if I'm not mistaken.
I do like it. That's why I was asked to do it with you, because I heard you like it also.
And your lack of professionalism disturbs me, I must say. But yeah, no, here we are. We're reviewing American Psycho in October. Not exactly a horror movie, but yep. definitely got that October intensity.
And some of that slasher aspects. So, like, I think the first thing we talk about in this movie is there's a content warning for what happens in this movie, because it is not for everyone. But the most known thing about this movie, and probably the reason it succeeds so well, is because of Christian Bale. What do you think about his performance in it?
Yeah, Christian Bale's performance is fantastic in this movie. So if you know anything about it, if you don't know anything about it, it's a satire, right? That's the whole point of this movie. It's a sort of a satire of the materialistic culture of the 1980s, and honestly, still persists to today. But that's kind of what gave this movie a little bit of second life. I think it came to some good reviews, some really bad reviews when it came out.
It's a very divisive movie, even today.
Very much so. But I think the last 5 or 10 years in particular, especially memes, have really brought this movie to like the forefront of a lot of people's favorites.
The memes and sadly a group of people who seem to really like the movie and don't really take it as a satire.
Yeah, there's also that element of it too, right? And that's always the danger with satire, that you do a satire and some people are going to watch it and that part is just going to wash right over them. But Patrick Bateman, he's not the good guy.
Yes.
He is 100% not the good guy.
A horrible person.
He does get away with what he does in the end, bit of a spoiler, but I think that's important. I think that's kind of showing the lack of consequences that that our society has against sometimes people who are in powerful positions like this.
Yes.
But let's start to talk about what makes this a movie that the two of us both sat down 23 years after it being released and said, we got to talk about it.
It's just a really fun movie. Like, if you see it as a satire, it's really funny, actually. Like, a lot. It's a very quotable movie, too. And maybe it's just, like, the memes have made it so much more lovable because, like, you like, see so many memes. It's kind of like the Spider-Man trilogy where, like, I liked them before, but, like, the memes made them, like, a whole lot funnier.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And, again, the performances are really good. It's actually, for, like, it was a lower-budget movie, a pretty star-studded cast. So you have Christian Bale, you have Willem Dafoe, Reese Witherspoon, what's her name? Chloe Sevigny. Justin Theroux. You got a bunch of guys who are in the, like, sorry, men and women who are in this, got a bunch of actors. Like, do you think any of these people had standout performances?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you asked me about my take on Christian Bale's performance earlier, and I kind of forgot I was answering that question. But this is my favorite Christian Bale performance. I mean, a lot of people are great in this movie. Reese Witherspoon is great when she's in it. She's not in it a lot.
A lot of the people that are in it, like the big names, actually are only in it for select scenes. Like Willem Dafoe is only in it for, I believe, one or two scenes. Jared Leto, of course, is...
He
dies in the beginning.
He dies quite early. I expected maybe he'd be around a little bit longer the first time I watched it, but not at all. He gets the axe, quite literally.
Yeah.
Our friend Gabe Bradham gave us some pretty good trivia I hadn't heard, which is that they filmed apparently the interrogation scene with Willem Dafoe, I think 6 or so times, and every time gave him a little bit different directions as to whether or not he knew what Patrick did, how he felt about it, so that when you see the final product, you're seeing a bunch of different spliced versions. That's what gives it that weird dissonance.
Let me give you one more little thing as trivia. So, American Psycho as a whole was, it took a very long time for this movie to be made because it was a very controversial book, and then right away people wanted to make movies on it. The original director for this was actually David Lynch.
Really?
And he had a really weird script for it where the ending of the movie was a musical number on top of the World Trade Center.
That's a pretty crazy ending for this movie.
And he wanted Leonardo DiCaprio was also originally signed on to be Patrick Bateman. But then when it dropped, there were a few people, like Ewan McGregor was about to take the role, but Christian Bale actually begged him to not take it.
It's such a good role for Christian Bale. And it's not that I don't think anyone else could do it, but he just brings such a signature style to this that I just don't know if anyone else could do just as well as he does. That I mean, we started off before the review started, me a little bit when we were doing the review, impersonating the voice a little bit. But it's partially what makes it so memeable.
Well, it just makes it so good. Like, you can't imagine anyone else playing American Psycho. You can't imagine anyone else playing Patrick Bateman,
right. Yeah. He just becomes the role. He is not human, as he
will
tell
again, you. Like, that's like why Christian Bale's one of the best actors in Hollywood, is he really does become the role. Like, a lot of people, since he wasn't that very well known of an actor at the time, a lot of people on set were actually surprised when during the rap party, he was speaking in his English accent, because he's spoken in that American accent the whole time. A lot of people were like, we didn't even know you were English.
Yeah, and he does a great job with that American accent. I mean, the thing for me that makes this movie one of my favorites is it's a script.
Yes.
I mean, this is such a good adapted screenplay. I haven't read the book in full, but
the people who don't like this movie will like the book even less, and even people who find the satire funny in the movie will probably still think the book is a little bit much. It's very mean-spirited.
Yeah, but I think this is a perfect adaptation. I mean, there's the satire is, I don't know how people miss it, to be honest.
I don't know either.
And when you're looking at it from a satirical angle, I think there's such good poignant criticism, and it's also a good example that you can have an ideologically centered movie that's still good on its own. It's not just about, is this movie saying something I agree with or giving commentary that I think is insightful? It's also just an engaging and suspenseful thriller.
Yeah, and again, it has like a great ending too, where some people like it, some people don't. It's a very ambiguous ending on whether he did do it or not. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I personally really like the ending, and I think him... if you go with that he did it, I think him getting away with it is completely necessary.
I think that's a big sign, like, again, like, as you mentioned before, how men in power can very much get away with a lot of things they do.
Yeah, I mean, this script is just so, it tackles this stuff so well. Again, some people are going to find some of this stuff disturbing.
Yes.
And I would argue, you know, it is supposed to be. That is the point. But the humor worked into it, I think, is really great. You can tell all the actors involved fully are excited about this. They like what they're working with, and I just think this movie only gets better. At least the older I get, and the more we see from the world.
Yeah. So we talked about the acting and the performance and the story. Did anything else stick out to you, like cinematography, soundtrack? They did put a lot of money into the soundtrack. I believe it's like a third of the movie's budget was in the soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack is great, and I mean, you bring it up for good reason. A lot of these songs aren't songs I would actually listen to, like, on my own. I'm not a huge Huey Lewis and the News fan.
Yeah.
But in the context of this movie, they just create that 1987 feel so well, that stiff office environment, and also period drama that takes place only 13 years before the movie was shot. But we actually do have to give this movie a rating. I didn't need to think twice about what mine is. How about you, though?
Give it like 9, 9.5. Definitely actually 9.5. And closer to 10, maybe. Like, again, it gets better every time you watch it, so maybe one day you'll hit a 10.
For me, it's a 10. I love this movie. I love what they do with the script. It's a movie that's risky, and I think that's always something I like to see pay off. So that's our take on American Psycho. Thank you guys for watching, and stay safe out there.